Peggy Sue, I did not want to tell the audience how you met Buddy Holly. You might as well do it.
Oh, okay. I started high school when I was like 15. And the year before that, Buddy Holly had graduated from Lubbock High School. And we had one high school, and everybody in Lubbock went to the school. And that was the year they were building the other high school. And it was a mess. We had it was just so full, the seams of the building were popping. And I was coming out of the main school, going to the band room, because the band room was out by Auto Mechanics, of course. We had a good place there. But anyway, as I was coming out to go to the band room, Buddy Holly was coming in carrying a guitar and an amp, and he flung open the door and knocked me down, just literally knocked me down, and all my books just went everywhere. And I was really a scared, naive little sophomore, you know, and I had no idea who this man was, you know. He ran over and he looked at me. He said, "I don't have time to pick you up." He said, "But you sure are pretty." And he just went off to the backstage. The back of the stage was right there, the entrance to the stage. And he was there to play an assembly. And a girl came along, and she said, "Do you know who that was?" And I said, "No, I don't know who that was." And I was starting to pick up my books and dust my knees off and straighten up my clothes. And she said, "That's Buddy Holly." And I said, "That was Buddy Holly?" And she said, "That was Buddy Holly." Of course, she didn't help me pick up my books, so... And I went on to band. And it wasn't too long after that that I met Jerry Allison, and who is the drummer in the Crickets.
Right.
And he played drums. I was in the senior band, being a sophomore, and Jerry asked me out on a date, and he said, "Do you mind double dating with my best friend?" And I said, "Sure, you know, who's your best friend?" And he said, "You know, Buddy Holly and his girlfriend." I said, "Sure, that'd be fun. I'm sure my mom will let me do that." And so they came to pick me up, and he'd already picked Buddy and his date up, which was Echo McGuire. And they pulled up from the house, and Jerry came around and put me in the car, and then he walked around the car. Well, the minute I got in the car, I turned to look at Buddy, and he started laughing. And Jerry got in the car, and he said, "Well, you know, what's so funny? What are you laughing about?" He said, "I've already overwhelmed your Peggy Sue."
I love it.
So that was the beginning of a really neat relationship that we had.
I love it. He remembered you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now, all right, so you're on the date with Jerry Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy's on his date.
Mm-hmm.
How did you two eventually hook up?
Not until after we were both married, George.
Really?
Jerry Allison and I married in July. We ran off and got married because I'm Catholic, from a Catholic family.
Okay.
And Jerry was from a Baptist family, and, you know, we just couldn't get it together. The families couldn't. And but he said, "Well, I thought, you know, you were going to wait, and we were all going to get married." And so he got married on August the 15th. We got married on July 22nd, and he and Maria got married on around August the 15th. So we stood up for them. They were married in a small wedding in Mr. and Ms. Holly's home. And Buddy planned the honeymoon, and the four of us went on our honeymoon together.
Now tell me about the inspiration, though, for the song Peggy Sue. I mean, obviously, you had an impact on Buddy Holly.
Well, let me tell you where I think it came from. And when I was 15, the only thing that was important to me was an alto saxophone, which I played in the high school band, okay, and rock and roll music, rhythm and blues music, you know, Earth Angel. I don't know if you remember those songs. You're not old enough probably to remember.
No, we play Earth Angel as a bumper song.
I know you do, by the Clovers, you know.
And it was in Back to the Future.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And 60 Minute Man and Laverne Baker. And so my brother-in-law, my sister, let me back up. My sister is about almost 13 years older than I, and I'm the baby of our family. So my brother-in-law and sister lived in Dallas, Fort Worth. And he was in the Air Force Band, and he was in a military, career military. And he had a good friend that went into the black cafes and changed out the jukeboxes. And when they would take the records out, they were just throwing them away. And my brother-in-law said, what are you doing with those records? And he said, well, we're just throwing them away. And he said, can I have them for my little sister-in-law? And he said, well, yeah, you can. So I started getting all these great, great, great music, you know, 45, just wonderful music. And I started sharing them with Jerry, and then Buddy was getting a hold of the records as well. And Jerry said, let me take some of these and play them for Buddy. And I said, no, he's really not going to like this because he sings country. And he said, no, I think you're wrong. He said, I want him, you know, let me take some of these. And I said, well, okay. So, but as it turned out, he loved it. And about that time, it wasn't too long after that, Elvis Presley made the first tour through Lubbock at the Memorial Park.
Exactly.
And he just set this part of the world on fire. And Buddy took one look at that and went, I want to do that. Look at all those girls laughing at him, lining up. You know, so it was very exciting time.